Today's episode is brought to you by haikus. Haikus are easy, but sometimes they don't make sense. Refrigerator. Welcome to episode 6 of Wait, What Just Happened? I'm Terrence.
I'm Bailey.
And I'm Megan.
And thank you for tuning in for another episode, and thank you for the feedback that we've been receiving about our previous shows as well. It does go a long way, and we greatly appreciate it. I have a story, but I've got to preface this story with something that's gone on, and that's kind of, well, it's been going on for a while. It's coming out in the interwebs right now, and I wanted to ask the panel, have you all heard what's going on with Amazon delivery drivers?
A little bit.
Briefly in the past, but I had heard about it as the warehouse workers.
Oh, I haven't heard of the warehouse. That's interesting. I'll ask you about that here in just a minute. But in order to meet demands of delivering as many packages in such a short amount of time, workers are being, not forced, but they're being really forced to defecate into bags and bottles. It is very, very, very disgusting, not to mention unsanitary. And I don't know where the original article had come from. I saw it on social media, but for the purpose of this discussion, we are going to be referencing the article from The Intercept, which you can find in our show notes. It shows that Amazon is aware that drivers pee into bottles and even defecate en route. This is something that's absolutely horrible. And gosh, I can't even put into words like how incredibly sad this is for the workers as well. Feel like they have to do this in order to meet their quotas and meet their demands.
It's just crazy. Like, I feel like myself as a worker, if I had to go, like, I'm not going to resort to this. I would say, I don't care about my quota. I'm pulling over and, you know, going into the Starbucks or wherever it is that's close enough for me to be able to go and use the restroom.
Yeah,
I feel so bad for these people.
Like, when is Amazon going to unionize?
Well,
it needs to happen.
It's funny that you mentioned that, because Senator Bernie Sanders scheduled a trip to the Bessemer, Alabama location, and he is supporting the unionization drive by Amazon workers over there.
I hope it happens.
It's
worth paying the couple extra, you know, cents or dollars here and there to make sure that the employees that you're utilizing to get your packages in a day are paid properly and given proper time to be able to just, you know, do what every human needs to do.
Or just like safe working conditions. I feel
right.
Like this is barbaric.
Like, be comfortable, be felt taken care of. Like, yeah, it's crazy.
Or if they really care about these delivery quotas, like, they could just install small little restroom cubicles in their delivery trucks. Like, Amazon could do that.
They definitely have the funds.
So Amazon News, the Amazon News Twitter account, came out with a statement and said that you don't really believe the peeing in bottles thing, do you? If that were true, nobody would work for us. The truth is that we have over 1 million incredible employees around the world who are proud of what they do and have great wages and health care from day one. The second tweet goes on to say, we hope that you can enact policies that get other employers to offer what we already do. And this is in reference to a tweet by a Wisconsin representative, Mark Pocken, who says that paying workers $15 an hour doesn't make you a progressive workplace when you union bust and make workers urinate in water bottles. This is all because there's been a lot of things going around about Amazon. There was an email that was sent out, and I'll read it in its entirety because I believe it's important that we kind of get the gist of what's happening here. And it comes from Jen Snyder, and she's an on-road area manager with Amazon. And she goes, this evening, an associate discovered human feces in an Amazon bag that was returned to station by a driver. This is the third occasion in the last 2 months when bags have been returned to station with poop inside. We understand that DAs, meaning delivery associates, have emergencies while on road, and especially during COVID, DAs have struggled to find bathrooms while delivering. Regardless, DAs cannot, must not return bags to station with poop inside. We've noticed an uptick recently of all kinds of unsanitary garbage being left inside bags, used masks, gloves, bottles of urine. By scanning the QR code on the bag, we can easily identify the DA who was in possession of the bag last. These behaviors are unacceptable and result in a Tier 1 infraction going forward. Please communicate this message to your drivers. I know it may seem obvious or like something you shouldn't need to coach, but please be explicit when communicating the messages that they cannot poop or leave bottles of urine inside bags. Look, they know. Okay, so these are coming. This comes from, I guess, a person who has people reporting to them. I think we can all agree on that. They have to know the amount of pressure that these drivers are under because they are enforcing these quotas. They have to.
Right. I mean, like, what else would drive a driver to do something like that if it wasn't the fact that they have too much on their plate, or like they specifically stated in the email that it's hard to come across places, especially in COVID right now, that have open restrooms for people to use who aren't customers or are even allowing people to come inside in some cases.
Mm-hmm.
So like, that's something that they need to plan for and have a plan for with their drivers if they're going to have drivers out on routes with limited access to restrooms.
So my story is kind of gross. I mean, it was gross to me. I see Amazon delivery trucks in my residential area all the time. There is not a day that goes by where I don't see at least three or four of them. And if I'm out for a walk, which I have been doing a lot of lately, I see, you know, quite a few just passing by, even along the main thoroughfares near my area. As I was walking down a street in my neighborhood, I noticed a bottle, and I was like, there's a bottle here. And our neighborhood is fairly clean, you know, aside from like leaves and things like that along the curbs. But I noticed this bottle, and I was like, oh. And it had a dark liquid in it. Well, I didn't think too much of it. I thought somebody had poured, you know, maybe they were drinking beer out of it or something like that, decided to toss it out, you know, of their window as they were driving by. I don't know. And that might certainly be the case. But then the story came up, and it got me thinking that this is probably urine from an Amazon delivery driver. In a plastic water bottle that is being just thrown on the side of the road. I took a picture of it and tagged Amazon News in it and put it on our Twitter feed, and haven't heard a response yet. Don't expect to hear one. But this stuff is happening, and it's very gross. And I'm just, I mean, are these delivery drivers just, they're under this immense amount of pressure that they just can't stop and use the bathroom. It's sad. And this is just like basic human right to be able to use a bathroom. You know, I just think that if it comes to the point where these workers have to unionize in order to get a 15 minute or 30 minute break to go get something to eat or to recharge or to even use the restroom, then that's what needs to happen. I'm not too crazy about unions myself, but I do know that they do a lot of good for companies that take advantage of their employees, and the unions kind of keep them in check.
Yeah, I mean, I think a company like Amazon is probably a place that definitely needs one. I don't think every place needs one, but I mean, unions are why we have weekends. They're why we have paid time off. They're basically why we have the structure that we have in the workplace now. So they're definitely like an important part of the culture. And I definitely think a place like Amazon needs one. They're too big. They have too much going on to not offer protection to their workers. And they also have had immense growth. And I think that maybe they're still kind of trying to figure out how they're handling said growth. But that shouldn't land on the workers. It's not their problem or their fault that things aren't up to par yet. And yeah, I mean, like this whole story is just like unacceptable. Like, that should not be happening.
It's like mind blowing that it happens in this day and age.
Yeah.
And
like, I get that your orders are up because everyone is home and they're ordering things delivered to them because it's much safer than going out. But, you know, if your orders are up, then you can probably afford to hire more drivers and get more vehicles and increase your workforce so that they can actually take these necessary breaks.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what infuriates me the most, and you know, I completely support the unionization of Amazon workers, is that Amazon does not pay any taxes, and they are the biggest company in the United States and one of the biggest in the world, right? And they have the richest man in the world at the helm. So I think that they should be able to afford to hire new drivers. I don't know if it's that they can't afford to hire new drivers or if they have they obviously have ridiculous goals that they have to meet. I'm all about goals and accountability, but you know, whenever somebody can't use a restroom because they're afraid of getting fired, that's taking it to a whole new level, and I can't get down with that shit. That's just, you know, that's nothing. That puts a lot of stuff into context for me. I think a Wait What Just Happened story that I had read a few months ago was that a guy was under so much pressure, a delivery driver was just under so much pressure that he just parked his delivery truck and he left the keys in there. He tweeted at Amazon, said, "Hey, come get your truck," took a picture of it, and then took off.
You know, I've been there with the frustration. I totally understand. Yeah. And like, that's some people's coping mechanism. Yeah. And yeah.
Well, let's hope these workers.
I fully admit to being at work and just being so frustrated by like 10 a.m. and just going home, calling it a day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's hope these workers get the rights that they deserve. Well, getting into our news stories this week, and I guess we could count this one, the Amazon one, as a news story. But this one, I think they just get crazier and crazier as we go. The headline on this one is: woman accused of hitting child with car claims she was trying to run over somebody else. So the gist of this story is that this woman had an argument with another lady. And ended up trying to run this lady down and hitting the kid that the lady was with instead. I don't get what this lady was trying to solve. Did she think that, you know, oh, I'm going to get the last laugh, because she's not?
She was definitely seeing red at something.
Probably all she was seeing.
This definitely seems like a logical way to solve her problem.
I think that you purposely search for stories out of Florida.
I don't try to. That's like,
they just come up.
You know, I even thought about creating a new segment on this show just for shit that happens in Florida.
But, you know, there's enough of it. I know.
But yeah. But this lady, yeah, she was arrested. The judge. Okay, so the kid and the lady, they're both fine. They're physically okay, but the judge ruled that the woman that ran these two over, that hit these two, is not to have any contact with the victims at all. So
yeah, I read that like they flew over the car.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. You know. And it was at a park, and now the kid doesn't want to go to a park anymore.
I don't blame
him. Little kid.
I wouldn't want to go to a park either.
I know.
I got a speeding ticket.
Ever again.
I got a speeding ticket the other day, and I don't even want to drive on that road anymore. Like,
oh, I feel that.
It was 94 and a 65. So yeah.
My God, Terrence.
But it was in a rural area. It was, you know, it was like the closest neighbor was like 10 miles away, but fucking state trooper got me. So, and I was just trying to pass people. Anyway, I'll tell you all about that later. yeah, but it pissed me off. I don't even want to drive down that road. So I don't blame this kid for not wanting to go to the park.
Like, no, like that totally makes sense. You think about like you get, you know, you're on the phone and you get bad news or something, like you don't ever want to go to that place again because it reminds you of that, whatever it was that was happening at the time. So I could see how going to a park would be extremely traumatizing.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of traumatizing, you guys know those wind turbines that, they, you know, used to generate energy and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So there's a company that is, and this is a legitimate story, guys. This isn't like a what the fuck story, but this is, the headline was just so great I couldn't pass it up. So the real headline is funnily shaped vortex bladeless turbine aims to reinvent wind energy. Well, a couple of people got bright on the internet and renamed the article, and it says company develops skybrader to dick around with wind energy. So the way that this works, you know, in the regular wind turbines, the blades turn. Well, this one's bladeless. It stands about 9 feet tall. The little pole does. And it is just a pole, you know, that sticks up out of the ground, has a round tip, and it still utilizes the wind, but it utilizes vibrations to help, you know, reinvent and capture that wind energy. But I thought it was funny as hell, the headline, and I couldn't imagine a bunch of these just sticking up out of the West Texas plains, just... It wouldn't happen.
When I look at the pictures cool of concept, these, though, they are for sure. They remind me of like little cigarettes just sitting up out of the ground.
Yes.
I mean, maybe we should put like one of these in Ted Cruz's backyard or something.
oh, please.
That would be fantastic. Maybe get a Kickstarter going for that. But I mean, cool idea, really cool idea. But damn, who was the engineer that really thought of that? I mean, seriously, you couldn't shape it something else. If you're harnessing based on vibrations and stuff like that, I'm sure there's a lot that goes into it. I mean, a different shape, come on, you have to know that you're gonna get shit for that.
I'd like to think that they chose the most effective shape for what they were trying to do.
Hopefully.
Oh goodness, some people just don't think. Well, this next guy, yeah, he wasn't thinking at all. Man arrested after taking his toddler into an elephant enclosure at the San Diego Zoo. Now, apparently, there's a video associated with this. I haven't seen it, but Megan, you have?
Yeah, it's so stupid. I mean, like, this guy is a moron. I don't know what his thought process was here. Like, first of all, you're going... So, like, he's in the enclosure holding his child... And like, I don't know, for a photo op, I guess, just like standing with his back to the elephant, and like the elephant at that point hadn't noticed yet. And then he like looked back to look at the elephant, and then the elephant realized that he was there. And I don't know if it was just spooked or if like it got pissed and was like, why are you in my space? It was probably the second one. And it just like started charging at the guy. And he scrambled to get out of the enclosure through like probably electric fencing with his toddler in his arms. Like, it was so dumb.
There were multiple barriers that this guy had to cross to get into the enclosure.
Like, which barrier level was he like, you know, maybe I like, shouldn't be doing this, but I'm going to keep going.
Yeah. And he was like, all the way in, like,
do it for the gram
area. Yeah. Like, what the hell?
Oh my gosh, that's it has to be terrifying, especially for the little kid. I wouldn't want to see elephants.
It's one thing to be stupid and do this to yourself, but to endanger your toddler, like, that's
I mean, people
wrong.
People seriously have died for going into enclosures because these are You know, these are wild animals that are locked up, and you have no idea what they're thinking, or, you know, if they're going to hurt you, or if they're, you know, going to leave you alone. You don't know. There's, you know, my mind goes back to a story a couple of years ago about the guy falling into a tiger enclosure or lion enclosure, I think it was. And the lion's just killing him, ripping him to shreds.
I remember that.
That was awful. Well, this guy, hopefully he learns his lesson. He's charged with child cruelty and is currently being held on $100,000 bail. I wonder if this next guy's related to our elephant man here, but apparently this guy raised all kinds of hell and he wanted a refund on his masks. He ordered a dozen masks. He received 12 masks. Okay, this is what he wrote. He said, "Hello, I ordered a dozen custom masks from you. However, you only sent me 12. I don't understand this."
Their explanation, like, I'm just sitting here rolling my eyes in my head.
Yeah.
Is that, I think I just felt the ground shake. That's like the world collectively rolling their eyes and hitting the ground here. According to screenshots of the email exchange between the merchant and the customer shared on Twitter, the unnamed customer wrote, "Hello, I ordered a dozen custom masks from you. However, you only sent me 12. I really needed them all. I would like a refund, please, and I will no longer support your business. I try to support Black-owned businesses, but you guys continue to rip people off." The vendor responded, the merchant responded by saying that since a dozen means 12, the quantity of the masks she sent out was correct, and she would not be able to offer a refund. She even apologized for disappointing the customer and offered a $5 discount coupon. To this, the customer responded saying that they were not interested and wrote, "I must have missed it on the invoice. I needed 20. I never heard of it being listed as 12. Okay, that's, I don't get it.
It literally says 12 on the invoice, though, which kills me. On top of, like, the fact, I don't know if you guys understand what they're talking about with the rest of, like, why they thought it was 20. But I can't even, like, wrap my head around what they're talking about with their, like, I thought it was pronounced, like, dub zen, which meant 20. What? Like, what? I don't get it.
A dub zen.
I'm assuming that a dub is slang for 20. I don't know.
Dub zen.
Dub zen.
"Hey, yo, man, I'd like to dub then." What? Sounds like a southern thing, you know? "I like that dub, Dan."
Yeah, because I was...
A dozen?
I was expecting them to be like, "But I wanted 13, like a baker's dozen." That would have at least been like a reasonable mistake, I feel.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, so I had to look this up. I Googled it. A dub zen. Okay, dub means 20. So apparently this is used... This is heavy slang. This is very, very heavy slang. A dub is shorthand for 20. That's what we used to say back in the day. Apparently I missed school that day. Okay, Urban Dictionary. Here we go.
Oh, they always have the answers.
Now we're getting to the good stuff.
Dubzen. Dubzen. Quantity of 20. "Let me get a dubzen masks," is what it says.
Oh, I think that clearly came from this story.
That's the top definition of this this meeting. This word.
Oh, I love Urban Dictionary.
Oh, this is so good. Oh, we have to come up with a segment of just like shit from Urban Dictionary. That's
It could honestly just be like the word of the day.
A dove's in. Okay, well. Now we know. Whenever you order, I mean, Shay, who orders like a dubzen eggs?
I don't know. You can get 18.
The education system has failed this human.
It really has.
It's all I got.
What state is it from? Is it from Florida? I'm so kidding, but I can't.
I don't think it is.
Let's see.
I don't know if it says.
Yeah, I don't know if it does.
Oh, well, the small business owner's from Minnesota.
Okay.
But that means nothing in terms of where this person ordered from.
Dubs it. But. I can't wait till we get to episode 20, y'all. Welcome to episode Dubs In.
Oh my gosh.
Jesus. Okay.
I mean, like, I've used the term dub as like two for double.
Like double, right.
But, and I've heard it in reference to like the letter W, but never 20.
Yeah, that's a new one.
Maybe Zen means 10, so a dub Zen is like two tens.
I think that you might be right, though, Bailey, because now the more I say, the more I think about it, dub Zen, dub double 10, dub Zen.
Like, it kind of makes sense in a backwards way.
Yeah. I just, like, kept saying it over in my head, and I'm like, oh, maybe it is double 10. Double 10.
But I work with some interesting people. I try to, like, put myself in their shoes sometimes and figure out what they were thinking.
That's funny. Oh, man.
I'm saying it in my head, you know, over and over, and it just still keeps trying to come out dozen for me.
because that's what it is.
Like, it definitely isn't spelled dubzen.
I mean, that's like holding your nose and say it, or your tongue and trying to say dozen. I said that then. Hang on. Dozen. Okay, never mind. Okay, well, that's that. Our final story today, Ontario Man. This comes from the great, wonderful country of Canada. Ontario man forgets what car he's driving and reports it and his child missing. Waterloo Regional Police were preparing an Amber Alert when the man realized his mistake. And police have charged a 49-year-old Ontario man who left his child in his car, forgot what car he was driving, and subsequently falsely reported that someone had abducted his child and stolen his white Jaguar.
They've charged him with impaired driving, driving while prohibited, child abandonment, and failure to provide the necessities of life.
He's had a rough day.
Okay. Yep. He had a bad day.
Oh, man.
I've definitely forgotten what car I've been in before. But in my defense, it was a rental car. It was white. And I parked like in an area of the mall parking lot that I don't usually park in. So then when I went back to where I would normally park, I'm like, oh crap. Like, not only did I not pay attention, but it's not even my car.
I mean, I zone out sometimes whenever I hate to say this on air, but I zone out sometimes whenever I'm driving. Like if I'm listening to a book or, you know, a podcast or something, I get really into it and you just kind of get into that autopilot mode. But I've never been like, oh my God, my car is stolen and been in like another car that I own. Like, I don't know what this guy was thinking. Okay, so if he was charged with impaired driving, he must have been under the influence of something, right?
Possibly.
I would think so.
And that's where they can get the failure to provide the necessities of life because he was impaired.
Well, and just leaving your child in the car.
And he left his child. Yeah, exactly. I mean, and he must have had a suspended license because driving while prohibited. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he had a really rough day.
Bad day.
He just woke up and forgot all of those things.
My gosh.
Like Ontario man and the no good. Oh, gosh. What is that?
No good, terrible, terrible, no good, very bad day.
Yes, that. I totally like failed at saying that. But yes, exactly what I meant.
Well, I mean, I think that's all of these stories just this week have made my head kind of spin and hurt and feel sorry for my fellow man. I don't even know what to think. Poor Ontario man, not really poor Ontario man, because he drives a Jaguar, so obviously not poor. So poor Amazon drivers all the way to Dubzen. Goodness gracious.
Dubzen.
Oh, man.
All right.
Well, we don't have a Dubzen facts for you, but we do have a half a Dubzen.
Oh, I love it. That's good.
Did you know you cannot breathe and swallow simultaneously? Cats have over 100 vocal cords.
I would expect that. Yeah.
I love that.
With how talkative my cats are, I would have thought it was more. Sonic the Hedgehog's full name is Ogilvy Maurice Hedgehog.
I never knew that.
I did not.
Like, where do you even get Sonic from out of that? That's what I want to know. Camels have straight spines.
Okay, I did not know this. And I feel stupid for not knowing this, because obviously...
It makes sense when you think about it.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you can't ride on a camel if it's got a crooked spine. Like, I would think that would just hurt the camel.
Yeah.
Digging a hole to China is actually possible if you start in Argentina.
Oh, see, I've just been living in the wrong country all this time.
I mean, you'll still burn up in the middle, right?
Yeah. Yeah, there's that problem.
You share your birthday with at least 9 million other people in the world.
That's kind of crazy.
That makes me feel less special now.
Right.
I forget what it is. Like, there's some smaller number. Like, out of 100 people, there will be at least one person that shares your birthday. And my high school, when we did orientation, they did that, and everybody grouped up. And there was, like, 10 people that shared birthdays out of a class of, like, 105.
Oh, wow.
I forgot the 105 was necessary for reference of, like, how small we were. I just assume everyone went to small high schools.
I think my graduating class was, like, 557 or something like that.
Oh, my goodness.
I think mine was about 100, too. I did go to a pretty small high school.
Yeah. My school wasn't pretty, but it was still a high school.
But it was school.
It was a school.
It was a school, yeah. At least I think it was.
Lizards communicate by doing push-ups.
I have seen this in action. And yeah, that makes sense now. I get why they're always, like, moving up and down. I see them do their little skitter-scatter all over the place at Disney, all over my apartment complex. When they're chilling, they're moving up and down all the time.
I'm waiting for
somebody. 10 push-ups if you're ready for dinner.
I'm waiting for somebody to make a TikTok and add, like, a beat to it and just show nothing but lizards push-ups and stuff.
Oh, Terrence, I'm going to do it.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
I'm going to do
it. That reminds me of a video of a seal that I saw. It's, like, doing a seal hop to body yaddy yaddy yaddy.
Oh, my God. I saw that, too. That was so funny.
Cute. Animals and songs. It's the greatest creation.
Mm-hmm.
The average American will eat 35,000 cookies in their lifetime.
This I is feel scary. Like I might eat more.
Yeah.
The stack of Girl Scout cookies literally at my feet under my desk right now says otherwise. I had nowhere else to put them. They're hiding under my desk.
Oh my goodness. 35,000 cookies. That's a scary number.
I'll take that challenge.
Challenge accepted.
If you sneeze traveling 60 miles an hour, your eyes are closed for an average of 50 feet.
That's kind of scary whenever you drive, because what if you have a sneezing fit? You know?
It's I right? hate sneezing when I drive. Like, I'm always terrified that I'm going to hit something.
Same.
Like, if you sneeze 12 times in a row.
What if someone brake checks me while I'm sneezing?
If you sneeze 12 times in a row, well, that's like a quarter of a mile right there, you know?
Yeah, that's crazy.
IKEA is an acronym that stands for Ingvar Kamprad Elmtard Agunard. Yeah, I've probably butchered the heck out of that. Which is the founder's name, the farm where he grew up, and his hometown.
I wonder if he's related to Thor.
Distant cousins.
Probably, yeah. Nice. No, I didn't know that. That is pretty cool. I am so glad we call that IKEA. It's like, yeah, I'm going to Ingvar's. Where are you going? I'm going to Ingvar's Kamprad Elmyardtards Agyonyard. Like, well, you do that then.
And this is why their instructions are so hard to follow.
Oh my God.
So hopefully you learned something this week. And if not, well, I guess we're going to have to try harder next time.
I learned some stuff, kind of.
I learned a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
35,000 cookies. I like that one.
That's not nearly enough, I feel.
Oh, boy. Well, it is time for everybody's favorite game on this show, Real Shit or Bullshit. All right. First story is Vancouver police arrest American citizen for being too nice.
I'm going to go bullshit because, like, Canadians are nice, not Americans.
I think it sounds so backwards that I'm going to go with real shit.
It is actually bullshit.
Yes. Damn.
And, you know, as I'm going through this list, I'm like, oh, my God, I didn't mark the ones that are actually true. I'm like, oh, shit. Okay.
Googling.
Yeah, right. All right. Next one. Owner of bowling alley sues man for using golf balls with putter on lane.
Real shit.
Yeah, real shit.
It's actually bullshit.
Darn. Well, now I want to try that.
Oh, God.
I wonder how effective it would be.
Yeah, like, would that coating on the lane help or hinder?
Ooh, I don't know.
You're giving us ideas.
Okay.
You know, bowling alleys are opening back up here real soon. So.
Jerusalem investigators find ancient sex toy in crypt.
Real shit.
Real shit.
I hope it's real.
For the purpose of this game, it's actually bullshit. I'm kind of scared to know if that there's been any sex toys found in crypts.
There's gotta be.
It has to be.
All right, next one. Beaver walks into Toronto subway station, prompting closure.
Real shit.
Bullshit.
Real shit.
Failing it everywhere. So,
it sounded so Canada.
Only in Canada.
Penises are shrinking due to pollution.
Oh my God, I saw this on Twitter. I'm saying real shit.
Oh, I'm going to be a copycat and go real shit.
It is actually real shit, yeah.
One of my friends shared it and they're like, so now will politicians care about climate change?
Oh. Oh, probably not.
A politician dressed as the Joker is running for office in Japan.
Bullshit.
Real shit?
It is real shit.
What?
Yeah. Ketchup used by Julius Caesar to win Battle of Nicaea in 89 AD.
Bullshit.
Bullshit?
It is bullshit. He used mustard. No, I'm kidding. I don't know. There was no Battle
Mayonnaise.
Of Nicaea. Yeah, right. No, there was no Battle of Nicaea. There was a Council of Nicaea, but that wasn't until a couple of hundred years later. And I don't know. I don't think Julius Caesar lived during this time, 89 AD. Anyway, next one. Teacher convicted of pouring liquid nitrogen on student's groin.
That should not have made me laugh.
I'm going to go real shit. She had a bad day. Or he. They had a bad
real
day.
Shit.
It is real shit. Yeah.
That poor child.
I'm sure it felt like real shit, too.
Next one. Man sues Hertz over receipt that cleared him of murder.
What? Real
like,
shit?
Like the rental car company?
Mm-hmm. Rental car company. Well, Hertz.
I'm intrigued. Real shit?
Real shit.
It is real shit. Yeah. And our final one. Pistachios used in fight over irritable bowel syndrome.
Real shit?
Who fights over IBS? I'm gonna go fake shit.
Bullshit. It is bullshit. All right.
Darn it.
And that is how we play real shit or bullshit. Thank you for playing along at home. We hope that you had fun. I can imagine this game. Okay, you guys have obviously seen How I Met Your Mother?
Mm-hmm.
I have not.
You have not. Oh my God. Do it.
What?
Do a How I Met Your Mother watch after Friends. It's glorious. Anyway, I can imagine real shit or bullshit being used like by Aldrin Games. It's and a commercial made by it. Real shit or bullshit by Hasbro. Like a Cards Against Humanity kind of thing. Oh my God. I might actually do that. Holy shit. Okay. I gotta look into that. Real shit or bullshit? Oh wow. And it's time for Those Were the Days COVID edition. And this week we're gonna be talking about some of the things we're starting to do now that we haven't been able to do for the past year. Who wants to kick this one off?
I will, because I actually did something for the first time in a year. On Monday, I went to the movie theater.
Oh, wow.
I had a feeling that's what you were going to say.
How was that?
So it's, you know, it was quite empty. But like, I liked that. So no complaints there. But it was kind of surreal. Like The last movie that my wife and I saw in theaters was Onward before they closed. Mm-hmm. And now the first movie that we saw, it was Raya and the Last Dragon. So kind of like felt a little full circle-ish. Aww. I was like, yes, we're going to go and see the next Disney movie that is out. Because we contemplated getting it on Disney Plus for like the premiere access. But I was like, you know what? On Monday, we're officially going to be 2 weeks post second vaccine. Let's go to the movie theater for the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was nice. I missed it. I'm a huge moviegoer. Like, we have the AMC A-list subscription so that we can like go to three a week basically. So I've really missed it because that was kind of just like our go-to fun date night thing that we would do, and we haven't been able to do it in a long time. So
I think everybody wants to know, what kind of snacks did you get? Were you able to get the full experience with popcorn and everything?
I did get popcorn, but I was kind of, I was like iffy on eating it the whole time. I don't know. I mean, like, they claim that they put filters and stuff in like the HVAC system and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But I would just kind of like, I would eat the popcorn for like a couple minutes and then I would like put it aside. And I only did that like twice through the whole movie because I was like, you know what? I'll take it home and have it for a snack because I'm really weird and I will get like a large popcorn and literally let it sit in my kitchen for like a full week and a half and just munch on it. Like, I love stale popcorn from the movie theater. I realize that that's really weird, but it's just like my thing. So I still have some. It's in the kitchen.
Thank God. I mean, because now that makes me feel even more normal because I do the same thing.
Yes. Fellow popcorn
snacker. Personally
snacker.
Do it. But my mom does, and the movies is right up the street from where we work. So she was joking around, like, you know, we should go on our lunch break and pick up some popcorn.
I mean, it's so good. You just smell it and you have to buy it.
Delicious. Well, I'm glad that you got to go to the movies finally. I know that you were looking forward to it. So, and I'm glad that seeing Raya was the first movie that you guys saw. That's nice.
It was so good.
I don't know the last movie I saw in the theater. I think it was, I am so ashamed to say this, but maybe it was Endgame.
Was it Star Wars? Did you go see Star Wars? Because that was one of the biggest releases that came out before COVID.
Yes, I did go see Star Wars. Okay.
So maybe that was your last one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, mine was Birds of Prey and the Fantabulous Emancipation of One Harley Quinn.
Oh, I never saw that one.
I haven't either.
I loved it so much, and when it came out early on demand to purchase, I bought it and have watched it many, many, many times. Probably just because it reminded me of being like in the theater, and that was the last movie that I had watched.
Yeah.
Now, I know that this is actually going off on a tangent, but I feel it's important to ask. Now that studios are going to kind of simultaneously release some titles, you know, on their streaming services and at the theater, are you guys going to watch it on the streaming service, or are you going to get the theater experience instead?
I'm a theater goer.
Yeah. For example, Black Widow, you know, that's going
to
be,
I'm going to go to the theater.
Yeah,
for sure. I think it just depends for me because like I already have HBO Max. So anything that WB is releasing, I'll probably just watch at home because I have the access to do it for free. Mm-hmm. But like with Disney, it's the $30 or whatever premiere access. And at that rate, I might as well just go to a theater and like actually support box office numbers as opposed to just padding Disney's pockets directly.
Right.
Yeah. Well, something that I have, that I'm starting to do now, I feel bad for saying this. Because I don't want to be judged or anything like that. But I am starting to go out to places that have a little bit more people. I haven't been out to a bar yet, but that's going to be like kind of my next big step, is going out there. But like areas where there's like a lot of people, like there's a lot of outdoor dining places and places like you can walk around and visit stores and stuff, not like an outdoor mall, but more like an outdoor congregating area. It's really beautiful with lights and trees and things like that. And I'm starting to kind of venture out there There's a particular area in San Antonio called the Pearl Brewery. And it is absolutely beautiful out there. And the weekends, it's usually pretty busy. And I go out there, you know, of course, trying to keep my distance from people as much as I possibly can. I use hand sanitizer like it's, you know, gum. And, you know, I make sure I keep my mask on unless I'm eating or drinking, even whenever I'm sitting down. So I really like being around people, and it's kind of made me feel like this is sort of like there's a light at the end of the tunnel, like, because we haven't been able to do this for a year. Like, people are, like, we are going to get back to normal. So mm-hmm. It's, you know, it's something that I'm anxious to do. And I don't know if I'm being like, I'm kind of jumping the gun a little bit or what, but it's something that I genuinely enjoy doing.
Yep, I can definitely relate to that too. I just got my second vaccine yesterday, so I'm not quite like fully vaccinated. Haven't waited my 2 weeks yet. But in just over 3 weeks, I will be hopping on a plane for the first time since October of 2019 and going to St. Louis to visit my boyfriend.
Yeah,
that's so exciting.
That's going to be exciting.
It'll be the first time we've seen each other face to face in 15 months. Thanks, Corona.
He just got back from a road trip too, didn't he?
He did. You know, he can make his own silly decisions.
That was kind of weird to watch. I was like, holy shit, they drove a long way. But anyway, yeah, it kind of blew my mind.
Yeah, they went to, oh goodness, like 8 or 9 different states, I think, in the course of a week.
Wow.
You know, anything to get out of the house.
I imagine, yeah. Well, I'm glad that we're all starting to kind of do things that is going to, like, our lives are starting to return to normal, you know. And it's, like I said, it's going to happen. But we also have to remember that we're still in this. We can't just, it feels like it almost has to be like kind of the natural progression. Like, we can't all just go out and do whatever the hell we want starting tomorrow. You know, there's steps. We have to follow these steps in order to kind of get back to some sort of normality. So I'm excited for it to happen. I will be here for it whenever it does. We are going to go on a 4-month hiatus. No, I'm just kidding. but it's going to be super exciting.
So we have a new segment that we are tentatively calling Oodalally Disneylally, play off of the Robin Hood song. It's just weird Disney facts. So I have two facts to share with you guys today. And the first one, I'm interested if you guys know these already, but fun fact about the Beatles is that they officially broke up at the Polynesian Hotel at the at Walt Disney World on December 29th of 1974. John Lennon was staying at the Polynesian Village Hotel and signed the contract to officially end the Beatles while staying there.
Wow.
I did not know that.
I did not know that either.
Yeah, so he was just like on a vacation to Disney World, and his Apple is like the recording company or whatever who they were through, like, you know, signed to, and his lawyer for Apple brought the contract to him at Disney World, and with Magic Kingdom as his backdrop, he officially signed it right then and there at Disney World.
That is super cool.
Yeah. I was actually, we did a little one night staycation at Disney's Riviera Resort, and we were just like sitting by the pool off in this secluded corner, and they were doing trivia for like the kids in the pool. But I was like secretly playing without actually participating and like, and I was really proud of
you.
Right. I was like so proud of myself because I'm like, technically I'm in first, but like, you know, it's fine, whatever, no big deal. And that was one of the questions. And I was like, I actually knew that one already. And like everybody who was in the pool was like so floored by that fact. And I was like, oh my God, I can't believe that I actually knew that. So it's like a flex of mine that like that is like my one big piece of Disney knowledge that nobody else seems to know.
That's cool.
So the next one is that the actress who voiced Snow White, her name was Adriana Caselotti. She was actually was forbidden by her Disney contract from appearing in films or on radio or television because Walt wanted her voice to be exclusive to Snow White. And if she appeared elsewhere, it would spoil the illusion of Snow White.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
So did I'm kind of curious, did he make it worth her while then?
Not particularly.
Wow.
She was paid, you know what? I saw the amount. Okay. She was paid a total of $970 for working on the film, which is the equivalent to $17,251 in 2019, which I mean, like still is a lot of money. But if you think about actors and actresses now, like that is nothing.
That's yeah.
Especially not nothing. To have basically signed your voice away, like your Ariel to Ursula, you know, like nope, can't talk anymore.
Wow,
just that's Snow crazy. White.
But like, that's how so many Hollywood contracts were back in the day. Like, you were signed to a specific studio, and like, you couldn't mm-hmm. work on films from another studio. So, it's not surprising, but it's wild.
What is more surprising to me is the fact that Walt didn't have her do anything else because he wanted the exclusivity for Snow White. Whereas, like, I think about back in the 60s, you know, like Haley Mills was really big in the Disney films then, and she did like a whole ton of them for him. Whereas like he hired Adriana for one film and that was it. So like he did reuse like actors and actresses a ton on his movies, especially in the early days. They would be on anywhere from 2 to 10 live action movies that he was working on. But it just kind of floored me that she would have agreed. I mean, you know,
so
it's a huge role.
Yeah. So I'm kind of curious, did she honor that commitment throughout her life?
I believe so.
Wow.
Let me see. I'm going to pull this up. Wow.
Like, to not even let her try, like, talking with an accent in a different film.
So she did do 3 other things, but they were all uncredited.
That's horrible.
Wow. Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
She was in The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, really? I wonder.
As Juliet, an uncredited voice. Also, We Were Dancing, and also It's a Wonderful Life. She was the singer at Martini's, again, uncredited.
Oh, my God. And that was another iconic movie as well. Well, both of those are really big.
Sure.
Both of those are really big names. Wizard of Oz and It's a Wonderful Life. Wow. Wow, cool facts. Some of them make you go, well, these actually just... Especially that last one made me go, wait, what just happened? You know, it's like you did this. I'm kind of curious. Have you and Katie ever thought about getting membership to Club 33?
Oh, my gosh, that would be like a dream. It seems so unattainable, though.
Yeah.
It's so ridiculously expensive. And it's really like I feel like Club 33 is really just a flex. Like, it doesn't give you a whole... I mean, that's a lie. It does give you a lot, but for the price, it doesn't give you a lot, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's like, I think it's something like a $25,000 annual fee.
Yeah.
And there's that's also crazy. An insane wait list to even be considered to join it. I do know that they added a ton more memberships because they just recently added Club 33s in all 4 of the Walt Disney World parks. And it used to just be a Disneyland exclusive club, but now it's at both parks. But yeah, I think that will never happen. We're extremely grateful to be Disney Vacation Club members. And I think that that's going to be the highest level that we get to go at Disney.
I know. We can't wait for the annual passes to open back up. And
yes,
that's, I mean, because it pays for itself within a couple of visits if you go multiple
times. Honestly, I mean, we're so lucky that we purchased our annual passes literally in December of 2019.
Yeah. Like, we did ours in November. But we opted to cancel. So
yeah.
It's like, damn it. Even though they gave us the three extra months, and we're just like, no, we'll just go ahead and I guess we'll cancel because we didn't know when we were gonna make it. But yeah. Well, awesome. I can't wait to hear more Disney facts later down the line. That's really interesting. Disney is a very interesting company. And
no, there's no lack of information
absolutely
to learn.
Yeah. Well, if there's anything that made you go, wait, what just happened? Be sure to send it in to us, wwjhpodcast@gmail.com. You can follow the show on Twitter at wwjhpodcast and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. If you've enjoyed the show today, please tell a friend all about us. Chances are, if you liked it, they'll like it too. Also, let other people know what you think about our show by leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening. And until next time, remember, children in the dark make accidents, but accidents in the dark make children.